How you doing there, young lady? You doing okay?
I'm chilly, but great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So you've had the chance now to get to know Casey a little bit.
It's good to see you, Katie.
Good to see you.
I'm really glad that you are here with us and excited about the positive points on aging. Today we're going to talk about ways to help our senior parents celebrate the arrival of 2024.
Yeah.
Well, celebrate New Year's.
Yeah, celebrating New Year's. And, of course, we're kind of doing it a little early, but it's nice to plan ahead, right?
Sure. Well, and let's face it, you know, we won't be here next Tuesday.
Correct.
You know, we're taking off next Tuesday, day after Christmas. So, as a result, this is actually our last visit together for 2023. So, we have to.
Right.
If we're going to teach you how to help them celebrate the New Year's, it has to be today.
Right.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about how we help our seniors to celebrate the new year.
Well, I know the holidays are coming up. Christmas is coming up for a lot of folks, and so they're already planning their get-togethers and what they're wanting to do.
Sure.
But some of them don't get together with their elderly folks. Maybe they are in an assisted living facility or they're living somewhere out of state. But maybe you can plan a get-together for New Year's to bring in the New Year's with your loved one. It could be anything, just doing a Zoom call, Skyping them, anything fun like that would be nice because sometimes they don't get to see their families and friends and their loved ones around New Year's. It's usually the hustle and bustle of Christmas, and then New Year's kind of usually gets skipped, and then holidays are gone, and then
right.
It's quiet. So maybe we can bring in the New Year this year with a little gathering of sorts.
Yeah.
Another thing would be creating a menu. How do y'all do y'all's New Year? Do y'all do a New Year's dinner?
A menu?
Yeah.
Yes, we do pork and greens and black-eyed peas.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So you got to have the pennies. The black-eyed peas represent pennies.
Yep.
We do collard greens.
Oh, yes.
My husband does amazing collard greens. So the collard greens are for dollars,
yep.
Right? And then and pork of some kind.
You got to have cornbread.
Oh, you know, I didn't think
Wait,
of that.
Is this a Southern thing, a menu for New Year's Eve? Seriously?
Yeah, you're supposed to eat these things on New Year's. It's for good luck and good wishes in the New Year.
But is this more of a Southern thing?
I guess.
I don't know.
I've never heard any of this.
I just was grown. That's how I grew up.
I grew up doing it, too. But my mom's from Florence, so, I mean, maybe it is just a Southern thing. But it was always pork on New Year's. I'm not sure what the pork symbolizes, necessarily. But the greens are for dollars, mm-hmm. and the black-eyed peas are for cents.
Yeah.
Interesting. Honest to God, first time I've ever heard this.
Really?
Honest to God.
That's kind of why I wanted to bring it up, because my husband doesn't have that tradition. But he's from South Carolina. He
no, our New Year's menu is, hey, Lainey, go to Walmart and get like 10 appetizers and let's watch football.
Well, no, we do that. So we have that all day long football feast, right?
Right.
And then my sister brought this like really good sauerkraut pork thing that was in a crock pot one year, and that stuff was amazing. It also had like kielbasa sausage and things in it. Like, it was just this amazing crock pot full of yummy goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But we always have the black eyed peas and we always have the collard greens.
That's fascinating. I've never known that you're supposed to have a traditional menu
mm-hmm.
for New
and
Year's.
It's not just South Carolina, because my girlfriend who's down in Mobile, Alabama, she
That's
invited us over
still
to her
a Southern
house.
Thing to
That's
me.
Southern
and
thing.
Yeah, so she brought us over and we did that with her. She's from Alabama.
That's fascinating. So. I had no idea about that. Seriously.
Yep.
And so maybe that's something you can talk with your loved ones to see what they did back when they grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Their way of growing up might have been that old Southern traditional cooking.
That's
New Year's tradition.
Fascinating to me. Honest to goodness, that's kind of cool, because you don't think about it the same way you do Thanksgiving or Christmas in terms of like a family gathering. To me, the only thing New Year's represents is football.
Watching football.
Yeah, to me, that's everything to me.
Oh, that's going to change for you this year, Kev, because I'm all about new resolutions. I'm all about goals for the next year.
Like, I'm just saying.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
New Year's is like a reset. It gives you a chance to think about, like, okay, this last year, I did the best I could. Maybe didn't go the way I wanted to.
No, I get all that.
And, like, the next thing is going to be amazing. And part of that is having this, like, a meal that sets you in the right direction.
Sure. No,
that's why the diet doesn't
that.
Start till January 2nd.
No, I can appreciate all of those things. That's fine. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, in terms of food.
Yeah.
It's just to me is what's good food to watch while you're watching the games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all I've never even known of. Like, is it a formal meal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everybody around the table, like, do you wear your Sunday best? Or, I mean,
no. I mean, but we usually put it on.
I don't know that we do that.
Sometimes we put it on nicer plates. Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, my quail that nice. I love it. from my thrift stores.
It's your third chance to use your wedding china.
I mean, it's the quail that I got from the thrift stores. You know, that's what that would be.
That's right.
I think that's really fascinating.
Which was somebody else's wedding china.
That's true, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. That's kind of cool. All right.
Well, I thought that was a cool idea.
Yeah, that's, so maybe, I love learning this stuff. Yeah.
A menu.
Something like that. A menu. Decorating together. Some people decorate for New Year's. Some people don't. But at least doing the balloons and the streamers and having the, what are the little...
Yeah, whatever those things are called.
I don't know what they're called.
Yeah. The little I'm just things. Enjoying watching you guys try to pretend. Yeah.
No one could see us, right? So things like that, getting the hats and the little fun, little decorating things, just things to make it where it seems like a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I just Googled it. It literally says party blower.
Party blower.
I wasn't too far off.
That little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. little blow horns.
Everybody knows. You blow it and the little thing rolls out and it rolls back up.
And then
eventually it gets wet and you, because of the spit, and then it won't do it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody knows you. Oh, and the what are the rattler things that you like spin around?
Oh, yes.
And they have the ticking sound. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called either.
Yeah. Right, we just call them noisemakers. They're just noisemakers.
Yeah.
Watching a movie is something...
They're called groggers, by the way.
Groggers. They are not.
Well, they are in Judaism, because it's actually a significant part of the Purim holiday. It's called a grogger,
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah.
It's called a grogger.
And then we just adapted them to New Year's as noisemakers?
Could be. If you're talking about the same thing I am, the thing that spins around and makes the grinding sound is called a grogger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Keep going.
Well, watch a movie, and it could be a ensemble of old movies of your life in the past that you could sit down and watch together and pop some popcorn. Again, you like football, so watching a movie would probably not be, you know, something
I love
fun.
Movies. I love
but movies.
But yeah.
might be something that they would enjoy, it's their history or if it's something that's their favorite movie of all time. Everybody knows your mom has a certain one, your dad has a certain one, your grandma has a certain one
that
you always think of.
Take you back in time. To certain movies, that's good.
Start the new year with their favorite movie. So, playing games.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a big gamer when it comes to playing board games and things like that.
Well, see, now the term gamer no longer applies to board games.
Well, my son is a gamer, so I'm not that either.
That's with electronics and screens.
Yes.
You can't use the term gamer when you're talking about Monopoly or Chutes and Ladders.
I don't know. There's the Columbia Board Game Club. They call themselves gamers.
I respect that group. I wish more people understood that you are a gamer if you play games.
Yeah.
Right.
But today you get looked down at by the young people if you call them gamers.
They want to know what digital platform
you're
using.
Exactly. Thank you, Casey. Yes, thank you for that.
That was smart.
Before we move on, you want to grab a quick phone call here on the Groucho's Deli phone line?
Yeah, let's do it.
For Katie. Good morning. Thank you for calling in on The Point, and you're on for the Positive Points on Aging. Did we lose our call?
We lost our call.
Okay, well, thank you for trying.
Sorry about that. Yep. Maybe give us a call back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right.
So playing the games we were talking about, things like Scrabble, Monopoly, and checkers. My dad and I have always done checkers. That is one board game that I can say that we could sit down and we've played
checkers.
Together. If you could beat my daddy.
Checkers?
Yeah, it's kind of like.
It's an accomplishment, huh?
Oh, it's huge. And my husband beat him once and they've never played again.
My mom and I play Scrabble. That's our jam. Yeah, we play Scrabble. We did with my grandmother too, my Nana, before she passed. So
makes
that's
sense.
Ladies in our family play Scrabble.
Yeah.
Scrabble. Good. No, Scrabble's awesome.
Games.
I love board games. I've always loved board games.
Yeah.
Are you really competitive?
I'm competitive at
everything. Do you have to win?
I don't have to win, but I'm competitive at everything. Everything I do, I'm competitive at. There's nothing I can think of in my life that I don't find a way to make it competitive.
I'm totally not. And Charlie and I, neither one of us were like, that's fine. You can win. No big deal. You know, we're playing cards and all this. And we don't really care that much about it. We played board games with some friends of ours that are really competitive.
Yeah.
They got really frustrated with us because I was just like, here, this is the card you were looking for. And I just get Charlie, what are you doing? I'm like, what? I want everybody to have a good time. I'm very competitive,
but I've learned to pick my battles. But
probably not a good idea to get competitive with your parents.
No.
While playing games.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't want family arguments.
Right?
The games are not designed, like you said, plays checkers. You beat dad one time in checkers, he'll never play again.
Ever.
That's easy. Easy does it there, big fella. It's just a game of checkers. We're coming on back. It's not like America versus Russia.
Mornings with Kev.
Back to the Bart Fireside Studios with KC and Kev. One more host with the letter K and we might have a problem.
No.
Well, actually, we've got another letter K today because Katie's here. So it's Casey and Kev and Katie.
That's right.
So we're a triple threat today.
Yeah.
Triple threat. We are talking to Positive Points on Aging. This is something we do every Tuesday morning from 8:35 until 9 o'clock, and we talk about different things involving our older adults, our seniors, things like that. And we try to focus on things that are timely. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're talking about different ways to help our seniors get into the new years. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I think we do need to kind of go back before we continue the list mm-hmm. is we do need to remind people that, again, this time of the year is not easy on a lot of seniors.
Correct.
You know, a lot of them are recognizing some realities of I'm the only one left, right. that kind of thing, or I've lost a lot of my peers, things like that, or even family members and things along those lines, or spouses, all of that. And so you need to be aware of that. And the most important thing of all is making sure they're not alone
right.
on New Year's,
right.
making sure they're not alone during Christmas, making sure they're not alone Thanksgiving, things like that. Just make sure you surround the people you love with people they love.
Absolutely.
If you can do that, that's more important than which board games we're playing. It's just make sure they've got people around them that they care about, because I think that's the first and foremost is making sure no one's lonely, because lonely is brutal.
Do you think that's part of the reason New Year's is a little bit of a challenge? Because I think that when we try to include people in holiday celebrations, of course, with Thanksgiving, where we're going to be grateful, and of course, with Christmas, where we have this faith-based holiday, but New Year's has a tendency to be like kind of a more of a party atmosphere, more right. of a go to the bars, go downtown, watch the, you know, the ball drop, these kind of, and it's also a late night. Like, do you think that because of sort of the atmosphere around New Year's, we don't really necessarily think about including our seniors in our New Year's celebration?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's it in a lot of ways. We have assisted living facilities in the area that will celebrate at noon and do a countdown at noon instead of waiting till midnight, because nobody's going to wait up
right.
midnight. So that was one of the things on here, is that having a toast during the day when it's their good time for them to have it.
Right.
Know, when they're feeling good and when they're awake, and you know, why not celebrate it that way?
Does right.
It have to be exactly, you know, 11:59.
Well, and also, one of the things, again, we talk a lot about dementia. We talk a lot about, there are a lot of people who, with sundowners and things
yeah.
like that, you need to do this kind of stuff. If you're going to do it at all, you need to do it around, like you're saying, with noon, just so that they're still part of it and
oh,
they're
yeah.
involved and things like that. And one thing that I've learned from the Positive Points on Aging over the years we've been doing this, and Casey, you'll hear this phrase more as Katie and Karen come in here, is not taking people out of their environment.
Right.
Because especially when there's dementia involved, when
right.
you take someone out of their environment, you're taking them to a very scary place. And that's the last thing we want to do with the people we love
mm-hmm.
is put them in a bad environment or mm-hmm. put them in an uncomfortable situation. So that's another thing I would stress is, again, if you're doing New Year's, be aware that if you're taking mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or someone that might be dealing with some uneasiness
mm-hmm.
about their environment, make sure that you're creating a safe environment and a friendly environment where they feel welcome and safe.
Right.
Because all the board games and all the festivities in the world, that's only going to make it worse
right.
if they're already uncomfortable
Absolutely.
Leaving their own comfort zone.
Right.
And,
yeah, I agree. Go to their house, do those things with them. And a lot of times with the hustle and bustle of everything going on, like you said, in Thanksgiving and then Christmas, you have all that going on. And then usually by New Year's, they're kind of as quiet. And
yeah.
that's when they're getting depressed and they're getting sad again, because now the family's gone. There's no one there to visit them or do anything with them. So, yes, doing a toast with them at lunchtime
mm-hmm.
would be, you know, probably fun for them. And then maybe capping it off with that, doing a toast that could be, you know, sparkling cider. It doesn't have to be champagne.
No.
Unless they can have champagne.
But I also like the idea of doing that, because let's face it, you know, when it comes to our age versus mm-hmm. their age, you kind of want to cross it off the list and say, okay, you know what? We took care of them. They had a good little toast. Now we can go do
yeah.
What we want to do, and we don't have to be worried constantly. Because, I mean, New Year's is supposed to be the time you celebrate. Right. You party a little bit, this and that. And if you can take care of the afternoon toast and take care of the afternoon festivities, you kind of feel like, okay, we made sure that they were part of something, and now it's our turn.
Yeah.
Well, and
I don't mean that selfishly. I just mean that
right
from a practicality standpoint. Absolutely.
No, but if you're into football, right, and you want to watch the bowl games, if that first game of the day isn't one that is your team, right, so you're not necessarily fully invested in that bowl game, maybe that's the thing you decide to do is go over there and watch a bowl game with them and, you know, talk a little football and that way. Like our, of course, I say that from a family that's what we do is football on pretty much everything.
Right.
So it would be for us easy to go, well, we're going to go over there and watch the first game of New Year's with our loved one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something to think about is again, timing, I think, has a lot to do with that. I really do. I think it's a good point. Really good point. What else?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing was, which is, I don't know if people do this anymore, but because it used to be very popular, but scrapbooking, sitting down, doing a scrapbook. I don't do scrapbooks. I haven't done one before. I started one and it was about my weenie dog that I had back in the day. So wow. It was like, okay, but it was nothing that I enjoyed doing. Uh-huh. But I am a picture person. Now everything's so digital.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's, you know, most of our elderly aren't digital, so or what they would like is maybe get one of those picture frames that are the digital frames,
the rotating ones. Those are great.
Those are wonderful. Really cool. So yeah. If you can get them something like that, even for New Year's, it's not necessarily a present that you have to give them, but it's showing those memories. It's something to talk about. It's things to look forward to. Maybe it's the announcement of a new baby or something like that that's coming up, that you can do those things for the new year that's coming up.
So, well, I do love scrapbooking.
Do you?
Yeah. And I have not done a scrapbook in a really long time.
Yeah.
But I did. Our wedding book is a scrapbook with all the different, you know, pieces of things. And you kind of, and then it's not just pictures. It's also like the sort of the receipts and things that we're collecting all along the way.
Did you hear that? She's collecting receipts.
I know. You guys, it's trash.
How intentional.
It's trash. And then I put it in the bag. I put it in the book and glue it down. And it ceases to be trash and instead becomes a
memory.
Memento.
It's a memento.
It's a memento. So yeah, I did one for our wedding and I did one for Holly, and I sent one about Holly to my grandmother in Arkansas, who never got to meet Holly. Aww. And that was one of the things that when she passed, they found among all of her stuff was the book that I had sent her of her very first great grandkid.
That's special.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Did you throw it away?
I didn't. They didn't give it back to me. I don't know who has it. I guess my dad's in possession of it. Okay. I didn't get it back.
I'm just kind of wondering.
I made a scrapbook for my Nana on my trip to Europe and gave it to her. I didn't get that back either. I don't know what happened to it. Other people probably thought it was trash and threw it out.
One person's treasure.
Yeah.
Another person's trash.
Yeah.
I like scrapbooking, though. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. That's a good thing, too. Mm-hmm. I like it. You know, these are all important things. And the important thing, if you're really doing this out of the kindness and concern, is it's not what you like. It's what he or she likes.
Right. Yes.
If you know that they like scrapbooking, then you don't, whether even if you despise it, if you're doing it because you want to do something for them, you do it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's what they enjoy.
Exactly. Yep.
So again, no matter how you choose to celebrate New Year's, make sure that you're celebrating with your senior loved ones. It's something that they can enjoy with you, whatever things that you can think to do with them. It'd be pretty nice to do. I think they'd enjoy it.
That's a good list.
Included them. Yeah. Thank you, Katie.
I actually went through my whole list this time.
That's good. That's good. We made it through all of them. That's very nice. Very nice. Well, on behalf of Casey and behalf of The Point, I want to wish you and Karen and everybody at Oakleaf Village a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
And a safe and healthy Happy New Year. And obviously, we're proud to have you guys as part of The Point family and look forward to 2024 with you guys.
Ditto.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's good stuff. If people want any questions answered about assisted living, about any of the lists we talk about, how do they find you?
They can call us at 803-808-3477, or they can go to oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hugely busy day on the afternoon drive today. We'll have our friend Candace Carroll from Americans for Prosperity. Then we'll have Ellen Weaver, the South Carolina Superintendent of Education. She'll be in taking your phone calls from 4:30 to 5:30. And then our Kids First segment with the South Carolina Public Charter School.
Lots to do.
Lots to do. For Miss Katie, for Miss Casey, I'm Kev. Have a great day.
Good morning.